Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Lob, Kuminga catches, got James on his back. Finds the open man, Thompson, pump fake, flyby, three ball, got it! Right in front of the Warrior bench. Klay Thompson makes it 113-101. The Warriors behind 31 points from Stephen Curry, 26 from Klay Thompson. Thompson set the tone with a 21-point first half. And he heads over to take the headset, put it on. And he's got the headset on. Klay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, Klay, first of all, congratulations on the win. You guys haven't won here since November of 2021. How did that feel?
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow, it felt great, Tim, to be honest. Much-needed win, a responding win after a poor showing in Dallas. And what a great win. And obviously, it's great to have number 30 back.
No doubt about that. It was also great to see you out there in the first half and have some fun. It looked like you were just in complete rhythm and harmony.
Of course. I mean, I got to see my family last couple days. I got to visit the old stomping grounds down the OC. And then I got to come up to Staples and do what I love. I mean, it's been a great couple days in the Southland, but we're all eager to get back to the Bay and continue this win streak on Monday.
Yeah, it's interesting. Monday, the Knicks come to town, and we'll talk more about that later on our postgame show. But Klay, how important was this win when you consider you guys were coming in, were 10, they were 9, and this is what, you know, when you fight for position, these are like a 2-for-1 game.
Huge win. Hopefully you started something special here. Go home, protect home court, and we got a lot of basketball ahead of us, and we try and win it, obviously, as many as we can because we want to improve our seeding. And the team is in a good rhythm right now, especially when we're at full strength. It's fun to be a part of.
Yeah, it looked like you guys were having a lot of fun out there tonight. I got to ask you this final question. We had a couple of days here in L.A. before the game. Did you get a chance to get into the Pacific?
That's a great question, Tim. I actually got to play 9 holes of golf, and I got to go knee-high in the beach. The beach I grew up going to, Capo Beach. It felt so good, and the sun was shining. And it's the best feeling in the world when you just get to do a couple things you love on the daily. So not a full submerge, but pretty close.
That is a day off well spent, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, 26 points tonight. You had 21 in the first half, 9 of 15, 5 of 10 beyond the arc, 4 boards, 3 assists. Great job, Klay.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, Klay Thompson, my guest, Warriors with a 128-121 win. And we get ready for New York on Monday night. And Tom Tolbert will join me on that broadcast as we continue with the State Farm postgame report after these words on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, here at the Crypt in L.A., what a bizarre finish to this game. A really good game for most of the night, but a 19-minute delay with about a minute 47 it started when the shot clock. We had a couple of reviews. We have a review on an out-of-bounds play. Ball got knocked out of bounds. It was a Warrior ball. They ruled it was simultaneous possession. Jump ball. Jump ball happens. Draymond goes to the corner. He gets bumped by Reeves, goes out of bounds, and saves the ball off of Reeves. Originally ruled Warrior ball. Correctly recalled Laker ball. Then when they started that play up, shot clock wouldn't move. Started the play up again. Shot clock wouldn't move. They did it a third time. They replaced the shot clock. 19 minutes later, Lawrence Tanter, the longtime public address man here in L.A., had to call out the shot clock while the game ends. Either way, Warriors close it out 128-121 in this battle between 9 and 10 in the Western Conference. And I think with the Golden State Warriors now, this is a win they had to have. You know, at the very least, they can earn a split with the Lakers on the season series, and that's number one. Number two is they have a chance to win the series if they come back down here and play them later on in the year for the fourth and final time between the two. They move ahead by percentage points to the number 9 spot. They're 35 and 31. Lakers go to 36 and 32. And though they're both kind of even, the Warriors have 2 games yet to play. as opposed to the Lakers. And so they move ahead in the loss column. They have those other two games. They win both of those. They're ahead by a game. So this was a huge win for Golden State. Their 18th road win of the year. Golden State has a better road record than home record. At home, at Chase Center, they're 17-17. They have a three-game homestand and hopefully do well with that. So it's a big win. Nice night tonight for Stephen Curry. 31 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Really took over in the second half. Klay Thompson set them up in the first half with a 21-point half. Had 5 in the second. 9 of 15, shooting 5 of 10 beyond the arc with 4 boards and 3 assists. At 23 for Jonathan Kuminga. Really settled down. Only a couple of plays you could look at where you could say, well, Kuminga did not make the right decision there or got a little too anxious there. Most of the night was really, really solid. 9 of 16 shooting. He had 2 rebounds and 4 assists and 23 points for the night. 40 points for LeBron James, 15 of 23. He was really good and kept the Lakers in it after Anthony Davis left the floor in the first half, played only 12 minutes, had an eye injury. And with Davis on the floor, the Lakers were a plus 6. And so you can do the math. They were minus 13 when Davis was off the floor. Warriors were a plus 13 with Brandon Pajemski, plus 12 with Draymond Green, who was also really good. 13 assists, 12 rebounds, a non-point double-double for Draymond. 23 for D'Angelo Russell, 13 assists tonight. One of the better games we've seen him play this year. 14 for Rui Hachimura. But the Lakers just didn't get a super production off their bench tonight. And with Chris Paul and Klay Thompson coming off the Warrior bench, that's one of the bigger differences in this contest. So the Warriors move ahead by percentage points and have set themselves up with a chance to maybe move up. You know, 9-10, 10-9, you know, it's not a big difference in the standings, but you get a playing game. You want to play it on your home floor. And even though the Warriors don't have a great home record this year, it makes a difference, and the Lakers are 12-20 on the road. So this could be a very key game for Golden State. And for the Lakers, they're wondering what's happening with Anthony Davis. Hopefully nothing serious for AD with his injury. So that gets us now to this part of the program where we can tell you that the Warriors tonight made a total of 14 threes. And that means that $7,000 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth. It's part of the Hoops for Kids program presented by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more info. Thank you, Salesforce, for doing this program yet again. And again, it just takes what the Warriors do on the floor and help kids off the floor.